Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher issued a report on a structural budget deficit at the university and has reached out to the campus community and the community at large for suggestions on how to address the issue. More than 85% of the university's budget is tied up in salaries and benefits, and that leaves little room for maneuver. But Rosbacher has proposed one plan to reduce expenditures in areas that are not central to the university mission and use them to expand more important programs and to generate increased revenue. A drop in enrollment has cost HSU about $1 million, and the school has used reserve funds ranging from more than $3 million in 2012 to $500,000 this year to cover the shortfall. Rosbacher said that HSU's expenses have outstripped revenues for 6 years and outlined two key areas that need to be addressed, increasing student enrollment and decreasing overall expenditures. Dozens of pieces of fire equipment and personnel responded to the scene of the oil fire burning north of Willits adjacent to Highway 101 yesterday afternoon. The small wildfire has scorched about 35 acres, but firefighters were able to halt the forward progress of the blaze last night, and containment is gaining and stands at about 70%. Full containment of the fire is expected later this morning. The fire has burned down one structure, but no injuries have been reported, although the blaze did force the temporary closure of one lane of northbound Highway 101 as emergency vehicles staged off to the side of the highway. The district attorney's office announced yesterday that 39-year-old Irvin Sweat faces up to 3 years in prison after he was convicted of felony evasion and reckless driving stemming from an incident in June of 2014. Sweat was reported to Fortuna Police, who responded to the parking lot of the McDonald's on South Fortuna Boulevard. That's when Sweat fled the scene in his vehicle and led officers on a vehicle pursuit through Fortuna that reached speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. At one point, Sweat abandoned his car and fled on foot and was chased down and arrested. Officers recovered drugs and cash from his car. He'll be sentenced on November 7th. Car owners in California have a wide variety of special interest license plates they can choose to put on their vehicles, and in an effort to support local agricultural programs, the State Department of Agriculture will use the proceeds from the sale of CalAg special plates to fund local agricultural education efforts. The State Department of Ag has made available $275,000 in grant funding to local schools and groups who promote agricultural education. Interested parties have until the end of October to submit grant applications. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
Donations are being accepted for the surgery of a 3-month-old Heeler mix puppy who was dropped off at the county animal shelter earlier this week, according to the Sheriff's Office. The puppy was found at a rest stop along Highway 101 with a broken leg, and surgery has to be done in Medford, Oregon. The surgery is being paid through funding from the Friends for Life Emergency Medical Fund. However, if you wish to donate, you can contact the County Animal Shelter in McKinleyville.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka isn't the only city in the county dealing with blighted properties like the Budget Motel, and Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein said that Fortuna has had to deal with trouble spots that see an inordinate amount of crime as well. Doberstein pointed out that there was a rundown motel in Fortuna that was the site of 5 to 10 calls per day for service, and that it wasn't police enforcement action that got the owner's attention. It was the city building department who red-tagged the building until numerous problems were fixed.
I don't think we have anything in Fortuna that's to that level. Over the last couple of years, our building department came in and they red-tagged the hotel and basically shut down operations for quite a while. And the property owner, the hotel owner, was forced to spend nearly $500,000 rehabbing the hotel to get it back up to code.
Doberstein said that there are trouble spots in every town, and despite numerous arrests, citations, and increased patrols, administrative action can be very effective as well.
We tend to find a lot of drug use and drug sales going on in those sorts of places. So we do give it a lot more attention. But really, what I found to get action is to get the building department in, because those places generally are going to have all kinds of code violations. And if the building department comes in, you know, they have the ability to shut the place down if there's an unsafe building condition that exists.
Dauberstein reiterated that community involvement is another key factor in addressing problem areas in Fortuna, and that combined with action from the city can solve many issues. And that's the news on this Thursday.